WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, a rough ride on Wall Street today. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 losing more than 3%. Tech stocks leading the sell-off. Market strategist Matt Miskin with John Hancock Investment says the economy has been booming.
When the economy starts to accelerate really fast, which you've seen in the last couple of quarters, the Federal Reserve has to come in and tighten monetary policy.
But the White House described today's drop as a correction in a bull market in an otherwise strong economy. The furious winds of Hurricane Michael up to 155 miles an hour as it slams into Florida today. It remains a dangerous Category 3 storm as it approaches an area where Florida, Alabama, and Georgia meet. It made landfall as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane earlier this afternoon. And Elizabeth grand juries indicted former Mets and Philly star Lenny Dykstra on drug and other charges stemming from an altercation in May between Dykstra and an Uber driver. Dykstra claimed the driver threatened him after Dykstra changed the trip's destination. Legislation introduced in Trenton would give drivers with licenses suspended for unpaid parking tickets or equipment violations a chance to drive to and from work on a hardship license.
There are people who genuinely need to work, want to work, and want to pay their bills. Let's give them the opportunity to do that.
Bill sponsor Assemblyman Ron Dancer emphasizes the license would be for non-moving violations and not for anyone deemed dangerous. The hunt's won in Piscataway for those involved in a drag race Saturday night, which killed a pedestrian. The victim, 49-year-old Tyrone Harrison of Somerset, vice principal of New Brunswick High School. The driver that hit the victim fled. Harrison was walking from the Edison train station to a relative's house, pronounced dead at the scene. Convicted Real Housewives of New Jersey star Joe Giudice is to be deported after he finishes serving a federal prison sentence for fraud and tax evasion. Giudice has been serving a 41-month term since 2016. He came to the U.S. from Italy when he was a year old. His wife, Teresa, is the last remaining full-time original cast member of the show.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.